Hey everybody, how you doing? This is JR Bell with I Got Your Six Podcast, and in this episode we're going to be talking about things that are going to be going into most important things. This is season 9, talking about motivation, things that are going to help you arrive, and going to make you grow and enrich your life. But first, let's get into it. It's moto time. Hey, remember this: rich people, poor people like rich people like poor. Think about that when it comes to time. Don't forget to pay your bills. Rob Peter to pay Paul. Don't ever do that. Hey, remember, time is money. Money is time. You're wasting time. You're just wasting money. Don't do that. All right. And remember this: never quit your day job while conquering the world. My daddy always says that, and I mean, my daddy was pretty much of an old tankerish guy, but he did have a lot of wisdom and little idioms that you need to understand. I never understood where my dad get it from, but then I realized my dad was a Vietnam veteran. Hey, do me a favor. Salute to all the veterans out there. If you see a veteran, just tell him thank you for your service. See a guy wears a hat that says Vietnam vet, World War II vet, Korea vet, just say thank you. The nicest thing you can say is thank you for your service. If you served and you see someone that's a veteran and they're a little bit older than you and you're young, tell them thank you for your service. And thank you for allowing me to serve, because you're giving them the respect they deserve. Okay? All right. Let's talk about this. All right, we're going to dig in right now. Allow me to tell you something. The 0.1% of all successful people in life, in general and life and in the world, did this. You want to be successful. You want to be able to become who you want to be. You want to be rich. I hear this story about, I want to be rich. I want to be like Elon Musk. I want to be like Jeff Bezos. I want to be like Bill Gates. I want to be like Warren Buffett. You want to be like them in money-wise, but you don't want the headaches to take to get it. So I'm going to cut it to the point to where I'm going to help you get what you need to do. All right, let's say, let's cut it down to 5%. Let's say 5% of you out there want to be successful. 5% of you want to get out there and hustle, okay? Say you're doing this thing, there's 100% of y'all. 5% of y'all want to get out there and hustle and grind, and y'all want to do what it takes to be successful. You go, yes, I want to do it. That's 5% of you, all right? So that 5% of y'all is doing whatever it takes to be successful, okay? So we got that. Now out of that 5%, out of that right there, that leaves you what? 95%. So 95% of y'all out there are trying to think. And then, oh yeah, we gotta go like this. And then there's another, let's say you got 95% left. We'll say 45%. 45% of y'all have the idea to become successfully wealthy. You have the dream, you have the passion. But you just don't have Spanish people say cojones or huevos. You don't have the balls to open the door and take the next step. That's what I meant. Yeah. 45% of y'all don't have it. Don't have the balls to take the next step. You want to do it. I mean, literally, you really want to do it. You're thinking about it. You're figuring out like, well, what should I do? How do I do it? How do I achieve my dreams? How do I be successful? How do I make this leap into the realm of me being successful? How do I make myself available? How do I, you know, what do I do? Well, I'm going to give you a simple method, all right? And I want you to, the method's going to be really easy. First thing I want you to do is I want you to go on YouTube. Hit on YouTube. If you're not socially inclined, if you don't have a digital footprint, like YouTube, Instagram, MySpace, you know, AOL. I'm dating my age. If you ask what is AOL and all that stuff, then you're old. Then you're young. So what I'm saying is that you need to get on social media. It doesn't matter what social media you get on social media platform. Here's the thing I noticed, and this is something you can do. You know, you can make a lot of money. There's this guy. What's his name? Mr. Beast. That guy's company, his social media platform valuation is at $32 billion. With a B. Not with an M, with a B. Yes, his platform is valuated at $32 billion. And now call me cynical and stuff, but that's unimaginable and unfathomable. Seriously. Who does that? Whose social media platform is worth $32 billion? Yes. That's him. Now, there's another guy who has a platform, who has a social media platform. His company, his one YouTube channel is worth $6 billion. Just one channel. And he ended up getting an offer. Someone made him an offer for $6 billion for that one YouTube channel. Everything about it and how he did it and everything. He turned around and he said, done. He sold it. Because he was like, I can just open up another one. So he did. He sold that YouTube channel for $6 billion to a company, to a social media company that wanted it. And they wanted him to teach them how he did it. So he did. He showed them how to do it. They watched him. They watched how he did it. He was like, wow. So then he turned around and he opened up another YouTube channel. But this time he didn't use his name because he ended up selling and they made sure. So he opened it up with one of his friends. They opened it up. Now that one right there, him and his friend opened up, is now the evaluation on that one is about the same, about $3 billion. Because he built all of his followers there and built it to revenue to where he's making that kind of money. So, I mean, you got to be able to have an understanding to where you need to know that is how you are going to do everything. So this, I mean, like I said, I'm telling you right now, this guy right here was a beast. And I mean, that's what I mean. Have some digital real estate. Whether you're having a YouTube channel, you're doing a podcast, audio. Now, a lot of people think that when you get on YouTube, that's called podcasting. Okay, there's two types of podcasting, okay, that I'm going to tell you. There's audio and video when it comes to podcasting. So if you're going to podcast, you got to make sure that you're doing your audio and video podcasting. You have to make sure you're doing either or. Which one you're going to do, audio or video? If you're doing audio podcasting, then stick with audio. If you're going to do video podcasting, do video. Or if you got enough talent and you got enough time, I would say do both. You can do both. Don't let the world is your oyster. Go out there and get that pearl. You know, get what you're going to get. Oh, get what you're going to get and get it. And I mean, seriously, if you're going to get it, get it. Put in the effort, put in the time. See, the thing is, you got to put in time and effort. Because, listen, like I said, time is money. Money is time. Wasting time, you're wasting money. So I'm going to cut it down. Like I said, have some digital real estate. Have some digital real estate. You need some. There's like so many things. Like a lot of people say, well, what if I get into crypto? Or what if I do this? There's a what if. No, here's my question. Don't do the what if. Just go out and do it. You know? Just get out there. Get out there and work. I mean, the harder you work, the more you're going to put into life. Get out there and work hard. You know, get out there and grind. Grind like you never grind before. I'm going to tell you right now, you need to grind like you never grind before. Because when you grind, you're going to feel the accomplishment of you achieving your everlasting dream. Allow me to tell you, your dream, turn your dreams into reality. Don't put your dreams in a box and hold it and hide it away. No, put it into reality. Make your dreams to reality. Put it up there. Get out there and work hard. Get out there and grind. Become the person that you were meant to be, okay? Don't let no one else tell you what you can and cannot do. You are the king. You are the key to your kingdom. You are the king to your kingdom. And if you are a queen to that kingdom, be the queen. Don't be the prince or the princess. And sure enough, don't be a pauper. Trust me. Success is measured by what you do. So don't. Just get out there and grind. All right? Get out there and get in that mindset. I always have this rule of thumb. Get into beast mode. And beast mode is a mode of way of thinking. You need to put into what you're going to do. I mean, wake up. Smell the coffee. Today is your day to achieve your dream. It's not my dream. It's your dream. My dream, I'm already living it. Allow me to tell you. I'm living my dream. Here's how I'm living my dream. I became a United States Marine. That's my dream. I joined the military. That was my dream. That's my dream that I'm living. Okay? Now, on top of that, living that dream, I also had a family, got married. I was doing my dreams. Like I said, I was living the dream. Now, after that, I also traveled the world, went to countries that I would never, ever, never been. I saw places that I never would imagine that I would ever see. Why? It's because I live my dream. And that's what I did. Yes, I became what I said I wanted to do. Yes. But the only thing I didn't do, and that's something that I'm going to do, is that I have not achieved my success. I am successful, but I haven't achieved my one true dream. And that's where I'm going to achieve that. Yes, we're all going to achieve that. We're all going to achieve it. We're going to work together and do it. You know why? Because we are meant to be greater than what we are. Because there's greater things for you. Listen to me, more greater things for you. I'm telling you right now, there's more greater things for you. I see the potential that you have. You can do it. You can do it. That's from, and people say, well, what do you mean you can do it? That's from the movie The Waterboy. You know, that one Creole guy. You can do it. Yes, you can do it. Get up. Stop being lazy. Look. Let me tell you something. Rome wasn't built in a day, but it was actually built. You have the potential to be like the pyramids in Giza and like the Great Wall of China. You have the potential to do that. All you got to do is wake up. Just wake yourself up. I'm not here to sugarcoat you. I'm here to tell you, just wake up. Get up. Get up. Today is your day. Today's your lucky day. When I say it's your lucky day, it is. Because it's your day that you can just say, I am going to do it. I'm here to be successful. Wake up. Decide you want to do something, go do it. Don't let no one else tell you, hey, you know, this is what I get. And this is what I hear and what I really, really, really unnerves me. You have the potential to be something great, but you are afraid to take the next step. Listen. Walk. Get up and walk. Take it. Take that leap of faith. Walk. Walk across that stage. Let me tell you something. You will feel much better when you try If you try and fail, guess what? Get up, try again. Get up, try again. Get up, try again. Get up and keep getting up. Every time you fail, keep getting up. Just keep getting up. Don't. Just keep getting up. Just keep getting up. Don't care. Who cares? Who cares that you who cares that you failed? The only thing people need to worry about is your success. That you're being very successful. That's what you got to worry about. Doesn't matter how many times you how many times you fail. Oh, I failed like 30 or 40 times. Doesn't matter. How many times did you win? See, it doesn't matter. People don't care. People look at you and you are that genius. Be the light. Trust me. When you put yourself into what you want to do, no one can stop you. When you decide to make that conscious decision to do it, then do it. Listen, take the word like this. I can't do this. Take that word can't and make it a must. Just say, I must do it. I freaking must be successful. I freaking must have the dream. Change it. Change your vocabulary. Some people use affirmations. Hey, that floats your boat, use it. Some people use subliminals. If that floats your boat, use it. Use what you gotta use to be successful. Here's the thing. People always say there's a book out called Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. Oh, it's one of my favorite books. If that book helps motivate you, use it. It doesn't matter what you use. Use what makes you better. That's what I'm here to tell you. Use what makes you better. Do you understand? Use what makes you better. Got it? Because that's what makes you successful. The most successful people use what makes them better. Okay? That's what I'm here to tell you. Use what makes you you. Okay? That's what you gotta use. Your success is by what you put in and what you strive for. I'm not here to tell you what you can't do. People say, well, what's the greatest book? What's the best book? You want a shortcut. There's no shortcut into being successful. There's only hard labor, work. You know, there's a guy called Mike Rowe. He talks about people who do jobs nobody else want to do. There was this young man, he did a video and he did a thing about, he talked about this. There was this young man. He's a contractor. And he literally said, I'm having a hard time finding employees. And he goes, what do you mean? He says, nobody wants to work. He says, what do you mean nobody wants to work? Like I said, nobody wants to work. Everybody wants to do something else other than work. He says, nobody wants to work. And he says, I wish people would want to work, but they don't. He says, they don't want to work. And he says, and he said, I mean, I'm willing to pay. He says, I am willing to pay. He says, I am willing to pay good money for good employees. He said, he was talking and Mike Rowe was like, so tell me, what do you mean? He says, I got an opening right now that I need someone to work in my company. And he says, I will pay you $30 an hour. Plus, I will also give you a stipend if you have a car. If you don't have a car, I'll give you a bus pass, or I will give you an Uber thing. Uber, Lyft, whatever, pass, I will give you one of those. You know? He says, I will give you one of those so that you can get to work. I'll take it out of your check. you know, we'll give you the money so you put it in your check. You know, I will help you. I'm here to help you. But you got to help me. Nobody want to work. Nobody don't want to work. Everybody wants to be lazy. So my question is, who wants to work? No one does. And that right there, that sums it up to right now. Right now, allow me to cut you the chase. Look, find a product that can help you. Find a product that can benefit you. Find a product that'll help you make a lot of money. Find a product that no one has ever made. Create your own lane. Listen, in this vast capitalist market, find your own product. Find your own product. Find your product that's going to make you. Find something that's going to benefit you. Find something that's going to make you lots of money. Okay, here's one. This guy created a thing called the Nothing Phone. And everybody was like, well, what the hell is a Nothing Phone? He said, it's nothing. It's called the Nothing Phone. And everybody was like, what's the catch? Nobody will buy this. And here's what they said. They asked him, they said, how much? They asked him, everybody around, it was on Shark Tanks. Everybody was asking him this question. They were like, tell me about the Nothing Phone. What is your nothing? And they were like, I wouldn't buy this. Why would I need this? He says, you never know. He said, and then one of them asked him, what is your sales to date? Guy says, what is your total sales? He says, 42 million. And how long have you been open? He says, 3 months. He says, 6 months. We've been open for 6 months. And that right there was something so stupid that people bought. Telling you, people do buy things, stupid things. So what I'm here to tell y'all, everybody, I want y'all to listen carefully. All right? Listen. Your success is about what you do is what you do. Work hard. Get out there and get into grind. Get into that mindset. Get into beast mode. Don't let the world set you second. Don't become second. Become first. All right? If you having a race, you need to become first. Don't become second. Become first. Because when you become first, you're a winner. All right. You need to be a winner. Got it. That's all you need. First and only thing. All right. Nothing else. That's what you got to get into. Become first. Nothing else. All right. Hey, everybody. This is J.R. Bell with I Got Your Six Podcast. And today is your day. Create your lane. Start your own business. Do something that's going to make you successful, okay? Wake up and smell the coffee. Because today is your day to change your life. Change your mind. Change your life. Do something that no one's ever done before. And I'm telling you right now, you need to do that, okay? Because it's your day. It's not tomorrow. It's not the next week. Today. Change your life. Right now, okay? I'm telling you, I want you to start thinking about the future. The future is for you. Change your life for the better. Because I want each and every one of you out there, I want y'all to be successful. I want y'all to get up there and I want y'all to have the dream. Have your desires. Have everything that you want. You're going to have it. I want you to have it. This is what I'm going to take. Here's what I want you to do. Grab a notebook. You got a notebook paper. Write this down. Write yourself a note. And on this note, you're going to write down, today is the day that I will start my dream. Today, I will open my box of dreams. Now, if your dream is to become a pimp, that's not the kind of dream I'm talking about. Or if your dream is to become the mass serial killer, that's not the dream I'm talking about. But if your dream is to say, I want to be president of the United States, hey, got my vote. I want to be mayor, got my vote. I want to be governor, yeah, well, still got my vote. I'll vote for you. I'm cut it short. I'm gonna cut it a little bit short, real quick. But I'm gonna tell you something. There's a manager where I work at, and every day I see him, he has this regalness about him, where he could be governor, he could be governor of any state. So one day I told him, I said, you should run for governor. And he looked at me, he laughed, and he says, you know what? Nah, I don't want that. First thing he said was, nah, it's not my thing. I said, let me tell you something about former President Barack Obama. I didn't vote for him. Hey, don't get mad at me because I didn't vote for him. Hey, I just didn't vote for him. Hey, I'm a Republican. I just didn't vote for him. I'm a liberal Republican. I'm a conservative Republican. Yes, I am. Conservative Republican. But I also have this belief system that if what you talking about resonates with me, then I will vote for you, even if you are a Democrat. I do that sometimes. Somebody got mad at me and asked me, why? What the hell? How'd you do? And I said, yes. I do that. I will do that. You know, I will do that. I mean, I have a rule, simple rule. I will definitely do that because I just believe in the, you know, limited government. Okay, that's just me. Okay, now you understand about that. Okay, yeah. So basically what I say is I do that. So, yeah, whatever you decide to achieve or whatever you want to do, I will vote. You know, you got my vote. You know, I vote for you. I support you. I'm going to tell you like this. I will support whatever you decide you want to do to be successful. If that's your dream. Look, let me tell you something. I literally heard this story. And this story right here really resonated with me. It made me a little bit. How some people say it makes you uncomfortable. Well, this one made me question certain things. I was sitting there and we was at a Chinese buffet, and this Chinese buffet was really, really good. I mean, their food was really good. I mean, I like Chinese buffet. It's all you can eat. So, and they had crab legs. So I was there with my girl. You know, and my grandkids and stuff. Got to hang out with the grandkids. So I'm there. So while we're there. While we're there, I overheard this girl telling her mom and dad that she wanted to open up a restaurant. And her mom and dad were looking at her, talking about what kind of restaurant. And she said that she wanted to open up a Mexican restaurant, but with a twist. She wanted to open up a Mexican restaurant that that also serves American food as well, a little like a mix, like a melting pot, you know. And that's what she said she wanted. She wanted to open up one of those, and that's what she said. I want to open up something like that. And guess what? Her mom and dad said, sounds good. She says, well, my question to you is, what kind of food are you going to serve? What kind of Mexican food? She said, I want to serve Mexican food that white people would love. And that white people would love, not Mexican, just white people. I want to cater more to white people. And they were like, oh. She was like, oh, boy, whoa. And then her mom said, so you're not going to appeal to, what about us, mija? What about us? What about us? What about our familias? And she said, Well, Mom, I'm only appealing to those because I want... I'm looking to get... She says, Mom, I'm trying to get paid. I need to pay my bills. If I appeal to just our family, you know, our people, I'm not going to make enough money. And then I'm going to close. I need to appeal to everybody. Have like lettuce wraps and, you know, healthy stuff. As well as, you know, tortillas and flautas, morcillas, you know, tortas, you know, gandules with panin and stuff like that. You know, good eating stuff and maybe some coquito. You know, just Spanish food. She said Spanish food. And when she said Spanish food, she was like, Mexican? I was like, no, Spanish. All Spanish. So that's what she said. And her mom told her, that's not a good thing. Do you have any, where are you going to get the money at? Well, she said, well, I thought maybe I would ask the family for a loan. She said, oh, they're not going to loan you any money. They're not going to loan you after what happened with your tío and your primos. She said, you know what happened to your tío and all of them? They all borrowed money trying to start up this little detailing business and it didn't work out. And everybody lost money, so nobody wants to help out with a restaurant. She said, sorry. Yeah, pretty much that's how it went. And I felt bad for her. So, okay, I'm cutting it short right now. I'm cutting it short. I'm so sorry. Hey, this is J.R. Bell with I Got Your Six Podcast and also Red Pill University. This is not a Red Pill lesson or anything. I just throw it in at Red Pill University, so I want to put that in there. So I want to tell each and every one of y'all out there, I appreciate you. I care about you. I will see you in the next podcast because I want y'all to grow. I want y'all to be successful. I want y'all to achieve your dreams. I want y'all to have everything that you ask for. All right? And hey, you know the deal. Write this stuff down. Write your affirmation down. Make your list. Write your dreams. Open that box. Hey, put your dreams into reality. All right? Hey, and by the way, Bravo 6 going dark.